have a confession to make.
It's the 17th of December, and I haven't bought a single Christmas present yet. Now, for some of you who are in the same situation I am at the moment, you would be stressed out. You would be panicking if you hadn't bought any Christmas presents. But I'm going to be totally honest with you. This time next week, Christmas Eve, I will be in exactly the same position. Because we have a brilliant arrangement in our house. Joanne buys everything, okay? I buy nothing. Joanne even buys her own Christmas presents. She hands them to me, and I give them to her on Christmas Day. Last year, I asked her if she'd actually wrap her own presents. I'll not repeat what she said back to me. But some of you are in the same situation. You would be stressed out because you like to spend a lot of time over your Christmas presents. You just don't go to the shops and buy any old thing. You want to get the perfect present for the right person. You'll take a lot of time and care. And there's lots of reasons why we give presents at Christmas time. We think, obviously, about God giving the greatest gift, his son, at Christmas time. But one of the reasons we give presents is because that's what the wise men did the first Christmas. We're very familiar with the story, and it was read to us tonight by Jordan from Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12, where the wise men came, they gave their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And over the last number of weeks here in this church, we've been following through the 9 lessons and carols that are often read and sung at a traditional carol service. And we've come to the 8th lesson we're going to think about tonight. We're going to finish this series next week. And so tonight, very briefly, we're going to think about those 3 gifts that the wise men brought. They brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And when you think about the gifts that they brought for this newborn baby, it's such a random selection of presents. They're the oddest things to bring for a newborn baby. Well, that's what we see, or as we think about on first glance. But as we're going to consider tonight, these were actually the perfect presents for this child who had just come into the world. The first present they brought, baby Jesus, was some gold. Now, I have 3 daughters. 3 daughters who are sitting over here. And I can remember when our 3 daughters were born, lots of visitors came to our house. And as they came to see the newborn children, they came bringing presents. And they brought really suitable gifts for these children. Some brought clothes like baby clothes. Some brought cuddly toys. The best present we received was somebody arrived at our door with a huge box of nappies. Perfect present. And I can tell you they were well used. Nobody showed up at our house and brought us some gold. Now, with 3 daughters, that would have been really, really handy because it's going to cost me in the long run. But it'd be a really strange present to bring for a newborn baby. But not for this child. You see, in Bible times, when you were invited to visit a king, you always had to bring them a gift. And what gift is suitable for a king? Well, gold. Gold is the king of metals. Kings would have had their crowns made of gold. It's the standard present to give to a king. See, these wise men really were wise. They realized exactly who Jesus Christ was. This was no ordinary baby they came to visit. This was a king. Not the king of a country like King Herod, but the Bible describes him as the King of Kings. The Bible actually says that one day, every single one of us will bow before him and acknowledge him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For any other child, a completely random present, but not this child, because Jesus Christ is indeed the King of Kings. The second present they presented that day was frankincense. It's a strange thing. We've probably no concept in our culture of what frankincense is. There's actually a frankincense tree. It wasn't a tree they probably brought Jesus. But if you pull back the bark of this tree, you find this sticky gum. And it was probably the sticky gum that they brought for this newborn baby. Again, it sounds completely random. But what they used to do in Bible times is to gather this sticky gum, and they would light it, set it on fire. And when you lit the sticky gum, it would give off this beautiful smell like a perfume. And when they worshiped God in the temple in Jerusalem, what they used to do was gather this frankincense, set it on fire, and the beautiful aroma would rise up in the skies towards the heavens. And they believed that the smell would go up to God, and it was an act of worship as they worshiped God. Now, sticky gum, the oddest present to bring for a newborn baby, but not this child. See, these wise men realized exactly who Jesus is. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Son of God who had stepped into our world. And what they were doing is they were worshiping the Son of God. The final present they brought him, as we're familiar with, is myrrh. Now, myrrh is a spice, not the kind of spice you cook with in the kitchen. It's actually a spice you put on dead bodies. Not in our culture, but that's what they did in Bible times. They used to anoint dead bodies with spices. You may be familiar with that story from Easter time. After Jesus died, some ladies went on Easter Sunday to anoint his body with spices. One of the spices they would have brought was probably myrrh. Now, a spice you put on a dead body. What a present to bring for a newborn baby. But not this child. Because why had Jesus Christ come into the world? What was the reason he'd come into the earth? He'd come to die. He was the baby born to die. That was the reason he'd stepped into our world. To die on a cross, taking punishment. Not for his sins. The Bible says he was perfect. But for the wrong things that we have done. Taking our punishment, taking our place, so that he could forgive us if we trust him as our Savior. And so they brought him gold because Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. They brought him frankincense because they came to worship the Son of God. And they brought him myrrh because he was the child who was born to die for our sins. These wise men realized exactly who Jesus is. I wonder this Christmas, do you realize who Jesus Christ is? We've sung these carols. We've listened to these Bible readings. Have you grasped the truth? Do you realize that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and one day you will bow the knee and acknowledge him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Do you realize that Jesus is the Son of God and that he is worthy of our worship? And do you realize that Jesus Christ is the child who was born to die, taking your place for your sins? That's why the gift at Christmas, these three gifts at Christmas, were so suitable. I wonder, do you realize their significance? But as we think about Christmas gifts, the reason Jesus Christ came into the world was to give us the greatest gift. If we go into the book of Romans in the New Testament, it says these words. It says, "For the wages of sin is death." A wage is something you earn. What we earn, what we deserve because of our sin, because of our disobedience against the holy God, is we deserve death. We deserve punishment. We deserve separation from a holy, righteous God. But here is the incredible message of the Bible. This is the incredible reason why Jesus Christ stepped into our world. But the gift of God, something we don't deserve, a gift, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Do you realize who Jesus is? King of Kings, the Son of God, who came to die for your sins. I wonder, have you ever received his gift of forgiveness, his gift of eternal life that is given to all those who trust him as their Lord and their Savior? Make sure this Christmas you don't ignore the greatest gift. If you want to chat about spiritual things, I'd love to have a chat. Love to maybe answer some of your questions and point you to the greatest gift, Jesus Christ. Let's just pray. Dear Father, we want to thank you for the greatest gift. The greatest gift was your Son given to this world the first Christmas. We thank you that Jesus Christ is indeed the King of Kings. We thank you that he is the Son of God, worthy of our worship. And we thank you that he came into this world to die on a cross, taking our place, taking our punishment, so that he could forgive us, offer us the greatest gift, salvation. And we pray this Christmas that every single one of us in this building tonight might know that gift, might have received that gift, and know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We pray all this in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.